Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, January 13th. Overnight, we had March corn up 2.5 cents at 473, March wheat up 5.5 cents at 536.25, and March beans up 2 cents at 1027.25, but that was 10 cents off our highs. It looks like they've changed the forecast in Argentina and Brazil. Argentina looks to be hot through Thursday and Friday, temperatures up 90s into the hundreds and no rain. But then Friday, it looks like they start the rains coming in. And those rains certainly look like they're going to hit southern Brazil as well, where they're certainly needed. So that's put a little bit of a kibosh on the beans here. But the crude oil is currently up 86 cents a barrel. It's about a dollar off the overnight highs. And that's what broke the bean oil. Bean oil broke as much as 90 ticks off its highs out here. Closed down 16 ticks, it looks like. So, you know, that weighed on the beans here late in the session. But overall, the market is still trying to digest the WASDE report from Friday. We showed big cuts in yields in corn and beans, which moved over to the carryouts, which lowered the carryouts significantly. So that's why we had the big rally on Friday. Now, keep in mind, we've got an awful lot of soybean meal we can't get rid of out here. Soybean meal basis is terrible. So I just don't see the beans really exploding out here. But I think ultimately, new crop beans are going to be okay. And I'm very bearish new crop corn. We're looking at planting anywhere from, who knows, 3 to 5 million more acres of corn out here. So overall, for the week, we're going to get commitment of traders at 2:30. We'll get exports inspections at 10:30 this morning. Tomorrow we get PPI. Wednesday we get CPI. And on Wednesday we also get the NOPA crush. And then on Thursday we'll get export sales. Well, we've got the silver down $1.01 to start the week. Gold's down $29. Bitcoin's down $4,300. The Dow looks to open up about 100 lower here. So hopefully they'll come out of some of these commodities that have been really high, like the Dow and the S&P and the gold and silver and Bitcoin, and put some of that money into the commodity markets that have been cheap, which are corn, wheat, and beans, meal, and oil. So hopefully that's what we'll see out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.